CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB's own website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 9th of July, 2023. Here are the main news headlines. New ATV display at the RSGB's National Radio Centre. Film award for members of Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. A new amateur TV display has just been installed at the RSGB's National Radio Centre, with signals received via the wideband segment of the geostationary satellite QO100. The Society is delighted to be able to demonstrate amateur TV as a permanent display at the NRC, helping to highlight yet another exciting aspect of our technical hobby. A special configuration developed in conjunction with the British Amateur Television Club, incorporates a touchscreen from which visitors can select a signal to be tuned, decoded, and displayed on the large monitor. The RSGB would like to thank Justin, G8YTZ, for designing the display and working the BATC for the specially adapted configuration. A short film produced by members of the Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society has won a top award at the 2023 Doric Film Festival. The film was a joint winner in the groups category of the prestigious festival that showcases the distinctive Doric language and culture most closely associated with North East Scotland. The film includes a special written fiddle music theme based on Morse code. You can find the film by searching for Aberdeen Amateur Radio Society Groups DFF entry on YouTube. A reminder now that International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is upon us. The event is usually held on the third weekend of August, which this year is the 19th and 20th of August, that is. It's one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and in past years there have been more than 500 entries from over 40 different countries. More details about the event and registration form can be found at illw.net. There's so much happening at the RSGB's National Radio Centre that it needs to expand its team of volunteers. If you can volunteer at weekends, you'll be particularly welcome. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup, and full training on using the GB3RS radio station will be given. You'll be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. You should enjoy meeting people and be able to volunteer for 1 or 2 days per month. For more information, please email NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 9th of July at Pen Air School, Truro in Cornwall, TR11TN. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. and admission is £3. There are traders, bring and buy club stalls, car parking and catering are available on site. Contact Ken G0FIC on 01209 821073 for more information. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and Car Boot Sale takes place on Sunday the 16th of July. The venue will be Reading Rugby Club, which offers a bar and catering facilities and has ample free parking. Admission £3 per person, £10 per table for traders. Visit mcmichaelrally.org.uk for more information and contact details. The Finningley ARS Rally 2023 takes place on Sunday the 23rd at Belton Road, Santoff, Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors open from 10 a.m. A food bar will be available. More information from g0ghk.com. Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale takes place on Sunday the 30th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley in Wiltshire, SN155NJ. The event starts at 9 a.m, finishes at 1. There's a £2 entry fee for traders. Indoor tables cost £10. Admittance for car booters is £10, for vans £15. For further information, please contact chairman at chippenhamradio.club. Now for special event news, Guernsey Amateur Radio Society's running special event station, GB5IG, until the 14th of July, celebrating the 19th Island Games, which is held every couple of years. The station will be active using SSB digital modes, possibly satellite and CW, on HF, VHF and UHF. More information on QRZ.com. VX7NA is the special call sign in use by the Nanaimo Amateur Radio Association until the 24th of July, celebrating its 75th anniversary. The association is based on Vancouver Island, NA036 QSLV7NA. DX News, Pierre, VK3KTB will be active as VY0ERC from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club Station on Ellesmere Island, which is NA008, until the 12th of July, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. RAG LB3RE will be active on 40 to 6 metre bands as Delta Uniform stroke call sign from Luzon Island, OC042, until the 18th of July, QSL via Logbook of the World Club Log or via his home call. Bo OZ1DJJ will be active as OX3LX from Karnak in the main island of Greenland, NA018, until the 18th of July. He focuses on the 6 and 4 metre bands, but also will be QRV on HF. A side trip to Herbert Island, NA134, or Meteorite Island, is possible. QSL via Logbook of the World Club Log or direct to OZ0J. Contest news today, Sunday the 9th, UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. All modes 24, 47 and 76 gigs frequencies. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The IAR UHF Championship ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC. Today, Sunday the 9th of July, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange of signal report and ITU zone, UK zone for us, that's us, it's 27. In particular, listen out for the RSGB's HQ station operating as GR2HQ from a variety of different locations, including using CW and SSB. A team of operators at different stations will be on the air simultaneously on all the available contest bands. Tuesday the 11th of July, the 432 Megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70-centimetre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 11th, the 432 Megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. And Wednesday, the 12th of July, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 12th, the 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, and surprisingly, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest. Wednesday the 12th of July, the 80-metre Club Championship SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Thursday the 13th, the 50 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And Saturday the 15th, the 70 Megs trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. Exchange a serial number, locator and 2-letter postcode. Sunday the 16th, the International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. CW on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, exchange a signal report, serial number and TX power. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. NOAA's prediction that the solar flux index, or SFI, would decline last week actually didn't come to fruition. In fact, they write, the SFI stayed in the 160s and 170s until Thursday. and it declined to 155. The Sun produced more than 160 sunspots in June, the highest monthly number in more than two decades. This has led some newspapers to run more doom and gloom stories about solar Armageddon, while we amateurs look forward to some F2 layer DX. Fortunately, unfortunately, more sunspots do mean more chance of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, but we have to take with the rough with the smooth. As an example, we had an X1 class solar flare on the 2nd of June. This occurred at 2314 UTC and didn't affect the UK, but did cause an R3 radio blackout over the west coast of the USA and the Pacific. Otherwise, there's still DX to be bagged for well-equipped stations such as ERIC, FP/KV1J, on the Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon Island, on 12 metres, FT8 and MAREC, FH4VVK, on Mayotte Island, on 10, FT8. Other DX work this week by CDXC members includes the 4W6RU DX expedition on Timor-Leste, on various bands, Robert N9N7AA in Nepal, on 12 metres FT4 and V31XX in Belize, on 20 CW. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre has the SFI at 155 rising to 175 by the end of the week. Unfortunately, the KP index is forecast to rise over to 4 over the weekend, possibly due to the large Earth-facing coronal hole, and again up to KP5 on the 12th and 13th. If this happened, expect noisy bands and a decline in the maximum usable frequency. As always, we encourage you to get on the HF bands in the evening, night time, and especially around dawn, when there's a lot of HFDX to be worked. Now for VHF and up, low pressure dominates the whole weather pattern this week, driven by an active meandering jet stream across the Atlantic. This provides several regions where the turbulence generated on the edge of these strong winds up to 10 kilometres can propagate upwards to trigger sporadic e-propagation at about 110 kilometres height in the E region. So unsurprisingly, sporadic E will feature as a go-to mode for the coming week. Typically single hot paths within Europe will produce very strong signals, whereas multi-hot paths, for example across the Atlantic, will require several such refraction points from sporadic E patches, plus intervening reflections from the sea surface, and will have much higher losses. These will usually be weak signals, probably very fleeting in view of the complex geometry of such paths. Tropo need not concern us this week, but rain scatter is worth a look at since the unsettled weather will provide several heavy rainfall events in some areas. Look for the brighter echoes on the rainfall radar displays, especially those associated with thunderstorms. Random meteors could be useful in the early morning hours. We also have the start of two showers, Alpha Capricornids and Delta Aquarids, during next week, which don't actually reach a peak until the end of July, so prospects for meteor scatter and sporadic E propagation are improving this month. The aurora chances may be reasonable initially in view of the recent coronal hole transition, so keep an eye on the KP index. Moon declination goes positive on Sunday, so there will be lengthening moon windows. Path losses are currently low but will rise all week. 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. All the same, that's all from me too. Until next week.